Dear students, hello and welcome to our final lecture class of 2020. This is Chris Bongers speaking, as always. And here is me hoping that my podcast today finds you well and in good spirits about the final days of the year that are approaching. And I'm hoping that you will have very nice holidays indeed, and that you'll have some time too to reflect on all the material and all the knowledge that you have picked up during the weeks of our online semester that have preceded the holiday season. And I'm also hoping that you'll have some time to just chill, as younger people tend to say, with people of your liking, and that you'll have an opportunity to do things that you truly enjoy, and maybe thinking about multilingualism will be among these things. Today's presentation by Sonja Eisenbeiß is a particular gem, and it is, if you will, my Christmas present to you that I could convince her to do this presentation. It's a fairly new project that she's talking about, and I think it's way cool that she's doing this. Dr. Eisenbeiß was well on her way of being a linguistics professor, like so many of us, but then she decided to come back to Cologne, relocate here, with the spirited idea of putting her knowledge of linguistics and language acquisition to use in terms of a value-based approach. And this value-based approach is what you'll be hearing about today. The talk is entitled, in the final version, Of Language Spinach and Other Word Delicacies, Gardening and Communication. So one of the things that you might do is listen up and find out why this whole enterprise is called Sprachspinat and why Sonja might be referring to herself as die Sprachspinatin. Sonja is somebody with a traditional, if you will, career in linguistics. She was a Mitarbeiterin and an academic assistant at the University of Düsseldorf, and worked for a long time at Max Planck in the Institute for Psycholinguistics in Nijmegen, near the border in the Netherlands. And then she returned for the finalization of her dissertation to Düsseldorf, her alma mater, the Forbidden City. And then she worked for a very long time, like I mentioned before, at the University of Essex in Great Britain, and returned 4 years ago to our university, where she has done many things and is involved in many projects. Most notably right now, she's working with the Mercator Institute, who are lucky enough to have her as a specialist for language development and German as a second language. Yeah. So in terms of unusual language acquisition, then, we find something that I would characterize as unusual in at least two different ways. One of them is to say that Sonja herself is an unusual linguist, in that she has taken her knowledge and has taken it out of the domain of asking research questions into a social domain that is starved, actually, for that kind of expertise. How can we use language in a playful way, like it is originally intended to be, and further our objectives, not just in terms of developing language further, but also in terms of responding to other issues that are pressing issues of our times or values that we are pursuing. And I think her project idea is an excellent example of an integrated approach that allows for many layers to come together and to produce something unusual and joyful and also perhaps quite delicious. The second reason I think this is an unusual approach is that we are usually, and it's related to the first one, but we are usually confined to certain preconceived ideas of how things should be done and how they can be evaluated and measured. And that has taken a strong turn, especially in research concerning multilingualism. We have talked before about issues such as proficiency and dividing people into groups, the distinction native speaker, non-native speaker being one of them. And joint activity has always been the true, I think, locus of language. So communication and language are not so separate. And doing stuff together or encountering others is at the core of doing languaging, right? And our psychological or psycholinguistic abstractions sometimes cause us to lose sight of that. That there is the social component and not just the brain of the individual with certain things that can be tested for, like the knowledge of pronouns or the size of the vocabulary. To bring it full circle then, in Sprachspinat, in language spinach, you can look at all the ingredients of language and combine them with the ingredients of life and then see what happens. And I'm really curious about how this project will develop, and I hope that plenty of you will be in touch with Sonia to learn more about her ideas. She has offered to Skype with you guys, or perhaps also Zoom. Please feel free to contact her. She will be very happy to hear from you. And as per always, me too, I'm happy to hear from you. My team and I are there for you until the end of this week. And then we'll return to email and the usual correspondence, reactions on Elias and all of that good stuff by January the 7th. Let me express again that I hope that you will have a fine time until the end of the year with many meaningful and fun things to do. Thank you for your attention as always, and speak to you next year.